Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Tracy Eden being back with us. Tracy is a long time, more than 7 year member of our Brain Trust, I should say. He is the National Marketing Director for Commercial Finance Group, which is an organization that helps capitalize businesses, especially small ones, and as a non-bank. And he's here to talk to us on about what's going on out there across the financial sector. Tracy, welcome back.
Jim, good to be back again.
It's good to have you back. So I spent some time with some bankers last week and bank, not only bankers, but bank organizations that serve banks. And they're, you know, they've got some concerns. They're concerned about the regulations. They're concerned about what they call fintech, the financial technology folks. Yep. I'm not sure whether you fit into that category or not, whether they consider you in that category. But they're concerned about, tight margins and poor demand for loans from businesses. The Main Street banking industry is having it tough right now, isn't it?
It is. It's extremely difficult. Some of it's their own doing. Most of it is what's happening from the regulatory environment, though,
yep.
That's being crammed down their throats.
Yep.
And the void that's created, that this environment's created, that doesn't really make it out into Wall Street, is your smaller business is having a tougher and tougher time accessing capital through traditional channels, like a bank. And it's because the cost that the bank faces to handle, take two businesses, a guy doing $2 million a year in revenue and a guy doing $30 million a year in revenue. The bank's going to be all over the $30 million a year in revenue because mm-hmm. the economy's of scale, and it can take that cost required to report audit information back to the regulators
mm-hmm.
on that versus the $2 million guy. There's not a vehicle for them to be able to do it economically.
Right.
And with these rates suppressed the way
and
they're
not going to have they're not going to have the financial reporting that the larger company will have
they can
drop in front of the regulator and show why they made their decision. People don't realize every time a bank makes a loan to a small business, or any loan actually, but especially to a small business, they've got to explain in minute detail why they did it, what their exposure is. And not only explain it, but defend it, justify it, and maybe take a hit for it.
Exactly. Yeah. And so what that void's creating is these other avenues where capital finds its way, from the private sector. So this fintech is an environment that has.
Tell us what we mean by that.
Well, fintech is a very broad description to a lot of different financial vehicles coming into the market. So you have your merchant cash advance or ACH loan type companies
mm-hmm.
that have started out with lending to B2C businesses, restaurants and
right.
and bars and things like that. And these guys found ways to get into financing commercial accounts. It's same principles, extremely high cost of capital. And very dangerous for a business because of the manner with which they're repaying themselves. You also have another avenue that's not very well, not very transparent out there, but a supply chain finance. So a company like Honeywell does a reverse, what I would describe as a reverse factoring. They bring a bank in, and they provide to that bank or to that fintech company the ability for them to go out to the vendors of Honeywell and offer a discount to get paid quicker.
They've been doing leases like that for a long time, those companies have.
They have, And so you're seeing that grow considerably. That's one of our new companies that we've launched.
So what you're saying is when the products aren't leaving the shelf quick enough in the traditional way, where the Honeywell or whoever would make the product available, And their customer would go get a bank loan and buy it. If the channel is getting bollocked up at the bank level, then a company like Honeywell, whoever it might be, is going around them by bringing in their own sources.
Exactly. And what it's doing is it's shoring up the financial wherewithal of the vendor, the small business vendor that's supporting Honeywell.
Right. And that's putting extra pressure. This is where the banks are at a disadvantage. Because the scenario we explained with the vendor that they brought in, they don't have the same regulatory challenges that the bank does. Hold on to that thought. Tracy Eaton and I will be right back. We're going to continue this conversation after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.